This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health emergency, please contact 911 or 988. I want you to take a minute and think through how you might answer these questions. Are you exhausted all the time? Not just tired, but physically and emotionally exhausted. Do you find it hard to re-energize even when you have time off of work? Do you feel like nothing you do makes a difference or is appreciated? Are you feeling increasingly negative and cynical? Are you becoming short or irritated with the people around you? Do you ever say to yourself, I just can't do this anymore? If you answered yes to these questions, you may be experiencing burnout, or at the very least, you may be at risk for burnout. Burnout is more than just feeling stressed or tired or overworked. It is the feeling of being emotionally and physically depleted, almost as though you have nothing left to give. Burnout has three distinct characteristics: exhaustion, feelings of depersonalization or detachment from your work, and feeling unable to accomplish anything or like nothing you do really matters. It's the idea that even if you were doing your job perfectly, it wouldn't matter. It's not bringing you the same reward or value as it used to. Burnout grows over time. Unmanaged stress leads to chronic stress, which can lead to burnout. And burnout left unaddressed can lead to serious mental health problems, such as depression or anxiety. So what can you do if you find yourself in a place of burnout? The first step is recognizing or becoming aware of the ways in which burnout is affecting you. Think back about some of those symptoms of burnout mentioned earlier. What physical or emotional symptoms are you experiencing? Try listing out your major stressors from most difficult or what is impacting your life the most to the least so that you can start to observe which stressors need to be dealt with first. Next, identify if there are any changes that can be made. Are there things that you need to say no to? Work that needs to be better distributed? Limits you need to set? I do realize that sometimes situations cannot always be changed, and there are often things outside of our control. But what are the things that you can identify that are within your control? Focus on that, and even just one small step you can take toward eliminating or reducing those stressors. A time budget can be really helpful with this. There are samples you can find online, but time budgets essentially help you evaluate and manage your time both professionally and personally in ways that lead to greater balance and hopefully less stress. Engage in self-care practices. Schedule breaks both during the day and more long-term breaks from your work. If you don't schedule breaks, your body may force you to, and this often comes in the form of a serious physical or mental health problem. Consider using the 3M framework for burnout. This framework encourages planning out your days, weeks, and month, and factoring in three different types of breaks: micro breaks, meso breaks, and macro breaks. Micro breaks are small breaks throughout the day to create better work-life balance, like taking a short 10 to 15 minute break each hour. This has been scientifically shown to increase productivity and improve your overall mental health. Meso breaks are longer rest periods of about 1 to 2 hours once per week. This is a break focused on you, doing something you enjoy that refreshes and recharges you. And finally, macro breaks are a half day to a whole day each month where you are focused on rest. These breaks must be planned for and scheduled in, or they just won't happen. Work to establish creative outlets and time for fun. It is so important for us to have an identity outside of work. Find ways to establish healthy relationships with your work. Remember, work is something we do. It is not who we are. Be aware of how much of you your work is getting versus your relationships or your hobbies. Set realistic, manageable goals for your work and home lives. Unplug when you get home. Be mindful of what you are feeding your mind. And work to reprioritize if needed. Think about what it is you value in life and ask if your current situation is in agreement with these values. Remember, burnout is largely preventable. Putting these things into practice before you reach the point of burnout can be so helpful. But even if you find yourself burnt out, it is not too late to start implementing these changes. One more thing, and this is really important. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to, or you need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you, as always, to reach out to your care coach. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.